What is up, guys? My name's Jordan. I'm with my old man Howie and our special guest today,
Jack Attack.
And welcome to episode 27 of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You know, it's been a while since we last recorded, you know, because Jordan's got a lot of homework, unfortunately, and he can't make time for his old man. But today we're doing an extra special Thanksgiving weekend NFL show, and we're coming to you straight from NYU Langone Children's Hospital with our special guest. He's been on the show before. We shout him out all the time. It's the original OG, Jack Attack Poznak.
Hey, can you say what's up to the fans?
Jack Attack's got Grogu.
He's giving everyone a wave.
He's giving the wave.
All right, so.
Man, a lot of interesting things going on in the world since the last time we had the show. But we are so excited because there's nothing better than three football games on Thanksgiving.
And Michigan versus Ohio State
on Saturday.
That I will be at along with my old man.
Yeah, even though he's not going to sit with me. But
all right.
Let's kick off the slate. Let's get right into it.
With probably the worst game of the year.
The quarterback of the first game, it's going to be...
Andy Dalton
going against... I don't even know who the quarterback
Jared
is.
Jared Goff or Tim Boyle. Probably Tim Boyle, but... Honestly,
it's a fantasy cesspool.
Unless you have DeAndre Swift, David Montgomery,
and we got in trouble.
And TJ
Hawkins.
Sorry,
guys, we got in trouble when we were recording. All right,
you
got
to stop interrupting.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, unless you have DeAndre Swift, David Montgomery, or TJ Hawkinson, don't watch this game.
Darryl Mooney, buddy, you're Darryl Mooney. He had 28 points. Darnell Mooney.
Okay, maybe him. But honestly, this game's not worth a watch. Spend some extra time eating turkey and just let this one go by.
Seriously, take a nap before you eat dinner. What do you think, Jack? Not a lot going on in the Detroit Bears game.
Jack is, by the way, currently in a playoff spot in our Jack Attack Fantasy Football League. He does not have anyone during that game. But he does have Dak Prescott in the 4:30 game. We got the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
You always got a game in Dallas on Thanksgiving. And I got to tell you something so I can cry a little bit. How many points did Dak Prescott have this past weekend in fantasy?
Jack had the same amount of points as Dak Prescott this weekend. 0.14.
I think he purposely tried to hurt the fantasy teams that drafted him.
But hopefully you got Jonathan Taylor Austin at quarterback you up. But anyways, this game...
It's another. I mean, Dallas, what's going on? Amari Cooper is on the COVID list.
CD is in concussion protocol, but he looks like he's going to play. But obviously...
Zeke has got a limp.
Start your studs. Zeke, Dak, CD, Dalton Schultz. He's been good this year. Michael Gallup, he's the new wide receiver too. He's not a bad guy.
He's going to be galloping.
And then Las Vegas Raiders. I think the only guy you can feel comfortable is Josh Jacobs. He's been pretty consistent this year. And Hunter Renfro's actually been very decent this
year. People who have Darrell Waller are starting Darrell Waller.
And him.
And Derek Carlson, I think, has been pretty decent.
We love our kickers.
His twin brother, Daniel Carlson.
Jack, who do you have in that game? Dak? Dak. All right. Jack's starting Cam Newton this week. But we'll get to that game later. And then for the night game, you got... As of late, been very disappointing. The Buffalo Bills taking on the New Orleans Saints. On the Bills side, I think you got to start Josh Allen. I think you got to... What? Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox, maybe Emmanuel Sanders. And on the Saints side...
Nobody.
For all your... Well, if Kamara plays, obviously starting...
I don't think he's playing. I don't think Ingram's playing.
Yeah, but I think the only guy maybe... If you're in desperate need of a quarterback, I've started him the past 3 weeks and won all three matchups. Trevor Siemian. If you look at his past three games, he's been very consistently good. He wouldn't be
for
a bad
what,
start.
20 points?
But then again, 24. But he's playing against the best defense in the league. I expect the Bills to win and come back strong after a tough loss, giving up 5 touchdowns to one player, Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. And Yeah, that does it.
I don't know the Bills. I don't know what to tell you. We'll talk about New England a little bit later. But, man, New England is in first place in the AFC East. So all the people like me who were making fun of Bill Belichick last year when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, we're going to be eating turkey. No pun intended. Right, Jack?
I might need to end the episode, guys, after that one. Just kidding.
I'm a little rusty. It's been a while.
Let's go to the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Steelers-Bengals. Steelers, they had the game in their hands. They came back and lost to the Chargers.
That was a good game.
And a good game. Big Ben probably played the best game of his season so far.
Yeah, which isn't saying much because he's been pretty crappy this year.
But obviously, start Najee.
Najee's the man.
He's been great. Claypool and Deontay Johnson were both solid last week. Pat Freiermuth.
Maybe not. I mean, Ebron came back.
He's out, though.
Week.
He's done.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he got surgery on his knee.
Oh, I didn't know that. I dropped him in a jackpack.
Yeah, Pat Freiermuth, though. Definitely
is
startable.
Is that his name?
Freiermuth.
Freiermuth?
They always say Moose.
Freiermuth.
But yeah, and then on the Bengals side, Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase. I don't think you could really feel comfortable starting Higgins or Boyd. I think Higgins, if you have him, is not a bad option.
You might need him, but if you don't have better options.
That pretty much does it for that game. Moving on
up.
Got Cam Newton, Jack's starting quarterback for the week. The Carolina Panthers taking on the Miami Dolphins.
Cam almost won in his return to Carolina last week, but didn't quite make it.
Yeah, but on the Panthers side, Jack also has C-Mac in his starting lineup. So, starting him, DJ Moore, you could start him, feel comfortable. And then on the Dolphins...
Greg Olsen.
Chill.
He's going to be calling the game.
On the Dolphins side, maybe Myles Gaskin. Jalen Waddle's been very
Waddle,
good.
Waddle, baby.
And that pretty much... Oh, and Gesicki, who's been top five in tight end
this year. He's been great. But, Tua.
No, don't start Tua. And then Jack's game that he's going to watch this week, the Eagles versus the Giants, his home team. Daniel Jones looking to come back after a tough loss to Brady and the Buccaneers.
New offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Jason Garrett got fired. But on the Eagles, best quarterback so far this season in fantasy, Jalen Hurts. Start him. Miles Sanders looked okay last week. I think you can start him comfortably. Devontae Smith. Been one of the better rookie receivers. Start him. Goddard, not a bad option. And on the Giants side, no one.
I don't even know. Tony.
Saquon, too.
Kadarius Tony had like 12 targets and 40 yards. That's almost not possible to even do that. 12 targets and 40 yards.
Yeah. And so
Saquon, if you have him, you got to start Saquon. I'm trying to think. Feel free. Go ahead.
Moving on.
You're not even starting Galladay, Evan Ingram, nobody else on the Giants?
No. Galladay did horrible last week.
He had one catch.
Yeah, but that pretty much does it for that game. Then probably the game of the week, Titans versus the Patriots, two of the top teams in the AFC.
I don't know. After the Titans lost to the Texans last week, I'm not so sure how good they are.
Yeah, but, I mean, on the Titans side... I wouldn't start Tannehill against the Patriots. Maybe A.J. Brown's the only guy I would start.
Maybe the backfield right now is a little bit of a mess because they just cut AP. So it's like Deontay Foreman if you're desperate and maybe Dontrell Hillard, you know.
And then on the Patriots side, I'm not opposed to starting Mac Jones, but obviously if there's better options, you can start Hunter Henry. Start. He's had like 7 touchdowns in the past 9 games.
I mean, even their backfield.
Who's Ramon? What's his name? Ramondre Stevenson or something?
Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. I mean, it's sort of, you know, it's that Bill Belichick backfield mess. But listen, as we said before, the Patriots are starting to get a lot of attention. They're playing well. Mac Jones looks like he's probably the best quarterback in the rookie class, although it's very early with that. Some of these players don't really come around until a couple of years down the line. But listen, the bottom line is people forget, Spygate or not, Bill Belichick is probably the greatest, you know, football coach of all time. He's got that team playing solid football, minimizing penalties, minimizing turnovers, ball control, and the defense is playing well. Keep an eye on them, folks. 2 games in the next 4 weeks.
I predicted that they
would
make the Super Bowl. My dad's
winning. Jordan did predict that. Now, I'm starting to think, probably not, maybe, but you never know.
Yep. Moving on.
Every once in a while, a blind squirrel predicts a nut. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You heard me.
Jack is.
What do we got next, Jack?
Falcons, Jaguars, right, Jack?
On to the next after that game.
We got the Falcons, Jaguars. I mean, James Robinson, Cordarrelle Patterson.
That's it. On to the next. There's nobody else.
Should we even mention the Jets versus the Texans?
Oh, man.
No one. Doing? Literally no one. Michael Carter's not playing. Well, maybe Brandon Cooks. And Tyrod Taylor.
By the way, in PPR, Ty Johnson actually might be an under-the-radar play. But, oh, Elijah Moore.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, according to our guru, Sam Brill, the number one receiver in the NFL over the past 5 weeks, Elijah Moore, got picked up for $3 in one of my leagues last night.
That's something not true.
$3.
But, okay.
He said it is. Maybe PPR?
Another solid game after those blunders.
Those duds.
Buccaneers versus the Colts. JT,
yeah. Oh, that actually is solid.
MVP frontrunner besides Lamar.
Is he? You think a running back?
13 touchdowns.
Why Lamar?
What?
Why Lamar?
Look at his team.
He missed a game last week and the week before. Okay. He didn't have the best game.
Okay, so JT.
But what about Tom Brady?
What?
Tom Brady.
He hasn't been good this year. I'm kidding. You got JT on the Colts. Colts have been hot as of late.
Michael Pittman
has been great. And then on the Buccaneers
side. A lot of people are starting Carson Wentz. I mean, he's actually been pretty solid when he doesn't have brain farts.
And then on the Buccaneers side, just start every.
Wait, was that a fart? I just said brain fart and Jack farted. No way. Was that a fart? Or did you move your leg? I said brain fart joking around and Jack farted. That, like, just crazy coincidence. Jordan, stop rolling your eyes at me. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Jacobs Sports Dynasty.
Jacobs Dynasty Sports.
Exactly. Oh my God. With Jordan and his old man Howie and our special guest, NYU Langone, the OG Jack Attack.
Yes, sir. But back to the game on the Buccaneers side, just start every offensive player. Keep an eye on
every offensive player.
Honestly, yeah. Start their O-line while you're at it. Like,
that was the Giants had a touchdown.
Yeah. Fun fact, the Giants O-lineman, Andrew Thomas, has more touchdowns than Kadarius Toney and Kenny Galladay combined. 72 mil for Kenny Galladay in the first round draft pick of the Giants, zero touchdowns.
Now, I think that would be a unique observation, but I saw it all over Twitter this week.
Correct.
That now you know where we get our material from.
But yes, on the Buccaneers side, though, start Tom Brady, start Fournette, Godwin, Evans.
By the way, Fournette, man, what a season for that.
Yeah,
guy.
Ronald Jones did outperform him, so I would keep an eye on that. Ronald Jones, I think, had like two touchdowns.
He's not a pass catcher, though.
Yeah, but Fournette's the main guy.
He is.
And, yeah, just start every offensive player.
I don't know if Antonio Brown's coming back this week, but all I know is since they don't put him on the IR, he takes up a spot on my bench since week six.
Yeah. Speaking of start every offensive player, Packers-Rams, 425 game.
Wow. Show on turf.
Just start every offensive player but Odell.
Yeah. Van Jefferson, by the way, those people looking for a nice pickup.
Yeah.
With Robert Woods being hurt there.
Stafford.
By the way, a little coincidental that Robert Woods gets hurt the first day that Odell practices.
Yeah, I know. But
Nancy Kerrigan is kind of hard.
Stafford, Kupp, Henderson. And then on the Packers side, if Aaron Jones plays.
Is he back already?
He's questionable. Know. But A.J. Dillon or Aaron Jones, who's ever the main guy there this week? A.J.
Oh. J.J. Dillon, wrestling manager.
And Davante Adams, obviously, he's been a stud as usual.
He's been great.
Those are the main guys in that game. Should be a fun one to watch.
Tyler Higbee.
Then we got Chargers, Broncos. Another
good
4 o'clock game.
Jack's second favorite quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Is it?
No? Who's your second favorite quarterback?
Cam?
Only because you're playing him this week? You're starting him? Daniel Jones, number one. Tony Romo, number two, even though he's retired now.
Mahomes.
Cam Newton, Mahomes? Is it Mahomes, number two? No? Travis Kelce? He's not a quarterback. Julian Edelman? Joe Montana?
But anyways, Chargers, Broncos.
Yep.
Every offensive player on the Chargers. I mean, Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams.
Yeah.
All those guys. And then on the Broncos side, I mean, they got talent. It's how they utilize it.
Judy's been on my bench.
Judy,
the whole
Sutton,
year.
Fant, Gordon, Javonte Williams.
Sutton just signed a contract. It'd be a good team for Deshaun Watson to go to. I mean, they're ready made to win, but they just need a better quarterback.
Yeah, but
Melvin Gordon, you said Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, they're all coin tosses. I mean, if you need to start them, start them.
Yeah.
But for the last four...
Good advice.
For the last 4 o'clock game, we got the Vikings versus the 49ers.
Oh, that's gonna be interesting.
Viking side, Kirk Cousins has actually been top 10 this year. I wouldn't mind starting him. Dalvin, obviously, start.
Justin Thielen Jefferson.
And Double J, Justin Jefferson.
I mean,
Jefferson.
Double J's just like, forget it this year. He's awesome. And Thielen usually comes up with a nice stat line.
Yep. And then on the 49ers side, I mean.
Debo. Jack, can you say Debo? Debo. Not only is he a receiver, he's a running back, too. They're trying to emulate Cordarrelle Patterson.
And whoever leads the backfields for the 49ers, whether it's Jeff Wilson, Elijah Mitchell, just start him.
They've got a good offensive line.
And he's finally on the come up, Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's fool's gold. Yeah. Kittles has been playing better, too. And it's funny, with the 49ers, people start to get all over them early in the season. They had a lot of injuries. Now they got Kittles back, Debo, Ayuk. They've got some of their running backs healthy, and all of a sudden, they look pretty decent.
Yeah. But that pretty much does it for the 4 o'clock games. We got two more games. Sunday Night Football, Browns, Ravens.
What about 4 o'clock?
I just went over the 4 o'clock games.
How many games are there?
Not that many because it's Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But we got Browns, Ravens, Sunday Night Football. On the Ravens side, Lamar.
Hopefully Lamar's healthy.
If he's healthy. I think the starting running back's Devontae Freeman. He's actually been decent.
I'm starting him. Matthew Berry. That's Jack's buddy, Matthew Berry. That's his number one pick of the week. I mean, I think he has like 4 touchdowns in the last 5 games.
Marquise
points.
Brown has been top 10 this year.
He was out last week, though, right?
Yeah, but if he plays,
top 10? All right.
I know.
I'm surprised what stats you're looking at.
And Mark Andrews, too, obviously.
Yeah, you got to start Mark Andrews.
And then on the Brown side, I mean, Nick Chubb. Mainly the only guy.
That's really it.
Keep an eye on Baker in his situation. I heard talks that Case Keenum might start eventually.
For where?
For Baker.
Jeez. That's scary.
Yeah. And then Monday Night Football, Seahawks, Washington. Got some...
There's so many bad games.
I know. I mean, Russell Wilson has been horrible, but he's playing against one of the worst defenses. So hopefully he steps it up. Who leads the backfield? Alex Collins. I mean, I don't think he's been horrible, but I would look.
He's not been great.
Yeah.
Stay away from him if you can. But
I think you got to start DK just if you have him. And Lockett's up in the air.
Yeah, and on Washington, Scary Terry, who's been great.
And Gibson.
Gibson, I think you got to start him.
And Logan Thomas, who's back.
Logan Thomas is coming back from IR.
But that pretty much does it for the game. It's not that much to look forward to.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, listen. I think it's the spread 7.5 in favor of Ohio. It's 8. Listen, you're going to be in Ann Arbor. It's going to be a raucous crowd. Strange things happen. ESPN game day, Fox News at noon or Fox Sports at noon. Jordan and I are looking forward to it. I'll tell you that much.
If we win, riots.
Riots? You're going to tear down the goalpost?
Yeah.
Get arrested? Steal the pizza from the vendors?
Jack will let me, right, Jack? No? Okay.
Meanwhile, before we wrap up, Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday. You know, we got the Thanksgiving. Stop touching that, man.
Yeah.
Got the Thanksgiving. Got the... Jordan's got like a thing on his eye, so I just...
Forget it.
It's all good. So, Thanksgiving parade coming back in full force after last year with COVID. People getting to be back with their families again. You know, extra thankful after what's gone on the last couple of years. Just want everybody to stay safe, have a good time, and hopefully when Jordan gets done pledging, we'll be able to record on a regular basis before the playoffs come.
And if you want to hit up our boy Jack on Instagram.
Jack Attack LTPF on Instagram and Twitter. We got Jack Attack shirts. We're looking for sponsorships. We want to get video games for kids who are bullied, underprivileged kids. Kids don't have video games. Please support the cause for our buddy Jack Attack LTPF.
Yes, sir. Tell your friends, tell your family.
Tell your enemies. Make them feel bad for being in the rear.
But thanks again, guys, for listening. We're going to try to do them more often. My schedule looks like to be clearing up a little bit in the upcoming months. Got my birthday coming up, holidays coming up.
And again, we're so happy to be here with the Jack Attack, the original OG Jack Attack Poznak.
Any words for the fans? Come on. One word?
We need something. Daniel Jones. Something? Where's the mic? Wait.
All right. Well, I know. I know. It's on the bed. He wants to shout out Jesse Falick and Mason Freeman, two previous OGs.
No? Okay.
All right. He shouted out Jesse Falick, who's been on our show before, my cousin, and Mason Freeman, who's also in our...
And Jack is promising us that when his physical therapist come to the room, he's going to bust his little tushy with them, because in a month, he's going to be back in New City so we can watch the freaking football playoffs together.
Yep. On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this year.
And if he's not, and if not, then we have to do it on FaceTime, and that's going to stink. So Jack is committing. We're looking at him right now. He's on his cell phone. He's texting us.
He's making trades. He's making trades.
He's making trades. My man's making money moves. But he's promising us he's going to bust his butt in physical therapy and in 1 month back in New City so we can come hang at his crib.
At the cribbo. Right, Jack?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the thumbs up right there. And I'm holding him to it. Because Stone Cold Grogu says so.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks so much, guys. Our pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. And
follow Jack Attack LTPF.
You got it.
Peace.